The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
We're going to talk about sport now because Cameron Hill is with me from Off the Ball. Cameron, so Shells and Rovers have qualified for the Conference League. Who are they going to be playing in Europe?
Well, Shells, they will host Crystal Palace, Premier League side.
Where are they going to play it?
We don't know yet. So it seems as though it probably might be talent. Like, Shells fans are very protective of Talca Park, and it's kind of a miracle that they got the licensing for the qualifiers, because Talca Park doesn't fulfil the sort of capacity requirements from UEFA. But it's Talla or the Aviva, but they would love to have it in Talca Park, I'm sure, the Shelburne fans. But they will host Crystal Palace in the league phase.
If they do it in, someone was saying earlier, if they do it in the Aviva, they'd have to play the rest of their games there as well. Or is that, are you tied down to that one venue? Is that it?
I think so. I think that's the way it goes. So I know Shelburne were in talks to maybe do what Bohemians had done for their league opener this year and have a game at the Aviva Dublin Derby. And there was like significant backlash from the fan base. They didn't want to play in the Aviva. Talca Park's their home. It's the one they fought for.
Yeah.
Remember, it was the future of the ground was in serious jeopardy a couple of years ago. So European nights, based on how well they've done so far, are pretty special for Shelburne at Talca Park. So from the fans' perspective, they feel long may it continue. But we're not 100% sure where that will go. But
okay,
they will have Crystal Palace as well as Kosovo's Drita and Häcken of Sweden, while they will travel to Skendia in Macedonia, Slovenia's Celje, and Dutch club AZ Alkmaar, of whom Troy Parrott is one of their members at the moment.
Oh yes, that's true. What about Rovers?
Well, they have Shakhtar Donetsk coming to Tala from Ukraine, as well as Celje and Malta's Hamrun Spartans, while they'll travel to Sparta Prague, AEK Athens of Greece, and Iceland's Breiðablik. Now that might be familiar to people because they were the team that knocked Athlone Town out of the Women's Champions League earlier this week. So maybe a score to settle from an Irish club point of view.
Alright, okay, well listen, exciting times for both of those clubs from a European point of view. Can I ask about the Premier League, and can we just agree that no game in August is a title decider?
Okay.
Please.
I don't know, is it a...
It's not a title, it's just a game.
Would you settle
a real six pointer?
Would you settle for agenda setter?
No, no. Talking point. That's what I'll call it. Okay. I'm willing to stretch to talking point.
All right. I assume the game you're referring to is not
Arsenal,
yes,
Liverpool.
Not Sunderland Brentford. Yeah.
No.
Arsenal going to Liverpool on Sunday for the half four kickoff.
Sorry, a relegation dogfight is what we might be calling the other game before the end of the year. But not yet.
No, not yet. But it could be a really interesting game. Like, this is an Arsenal team who, like, that 1-0 win over United is aging like milk, given how United have gone since then. But Manchester United, that is. But 5-0 against Leeds, which we don't need to talk about as a Leeds supporter. They look in pretty good nick. Now, they won't have Bukayo Saka for this weekend. There's still doubts over whether Martin Odegaard will be there. But I was looking today. Arsenal are 6 games unbeaten against Liverpool in the league. That goes back to March of 2022. And Liverpool, they've been blockbuster games. I don't know if you were watching the game on Monday against Newcastle.
No.
It was absolutely incredible. But they still have that firepower. They've got those new players, Hugo Ekitike, bedding in quite nicely, but defensively quite frail. I could see Arsenal going to Anfield this weekend and winning. And then it's probably the best time. I know it's very early in the season, but it's the best time for both sides to maybe recalibrate. There'd be an international break coming up as well, so it'll be a little bit of a line in the sand. We can retool this and get back ready in 2 weeks' time.
I don't watch an awful lot of Premier League football, but I do say I'm getting great enjoyment out of the wheels continuing to come off Manchester United bus.
Did you see the press conference today?
Amorim
talking today, because he was giving out yards and basically saying the players have been really loud after that defeat in the League Cup to Grimsby Town. And today he was saying, look, to be really honest, every time we have a defeat like that in the future, he said in a press conference, I'm going to be like that. I'm going to say sometimes I hate my players and sometimes I love my players. Sometimes I want to quit. Sometimes I want to be here for 20 years, which is insane.
Yeah. Players really love that.
Honestly.
Yeah.
If that's how you're going to be after every defeat, we're going to be used
to
that.
I'm going to be utterly unpredictable in the future, which I guess is how Manchester United are at the moment. Will they beat Burnley this weekend?
It's hard to say. I mean, Burnley they got off the ground last weekend. United are just in such rag order. It feels like there's no floor on this. It seems like they're going from low to low to low to low. So you never know. There could be a surprise and United might win at Old Trafford, but we'll have to wait and see.
Do you know what? I take back everything I said. I'm willing to describe all Manchester United games from August onwards as relegation dogfights.
Right, or a title decider.
Yeah, absolutely. Shell's got Palace, thank God it wasn't Grimsby, is what somebody says. Can I ask you about the Women's World Cup? Because we were talking about it a little bit earlier in the show. So they play Spain on Sunday at noon. One would suspect they should win this easily enough, shouldn't they?
They should win, and they've rang the changes, like 7 changes from last weekend's win over Japan. So the likes of Molly Scuffle-McCabe coming in at scrum half for her World Cup debut, a good chunk of change in the forwards as well. But this is a big game. Like, if they win this with a bonus point, they're there. They're into the quarterfinals. It's not a free hit against New Zealand, because I don't think you could qualify any game against New Zealand as a free hit, but it would probably help them dictate how they're going to approach that game, and with a view to going really, really deep into the tournament. But by all accounts, it's been an absolutely brilliant start to the tournament generally over there. Like, the TV viewership figures, we had Victoria Rush on Off the Ball last night. She said the TV viewership figures for last weekend's games alone eclipsed that of the entirety of the 2021 edition of the tournament. So
yeah, brilliant.
There's a great excitement around it, and none more so than from an Irish perspective.
All right. This is Cameron. Thanks a million for that. Cameron Hill from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.